Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting. British counterterrorism police say a former Russian double agent whom Russian President Vladimir Putin had vowed to kill was poisoned by a nerve agent. That disclosure, after the British government's high-level emergency committee known as COBRA, was updated Wednesday on a probe into the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his 33-year-old daughter. Mark Rowley is the Assistant Commissioner for Specialist Operations of the Metropolitan Police Service.
In summary, this is being treated as a major incident involving attempted murder by administration of a nerve agent. As you know, these two people remain critically ill in hospital. Sadly, in addition, a police officer who was one of the first to attend the scene and respond to the incident is now also in a serious condition in hospital. So having established that a nerve agent is the cause of the symptoms, leading us to treat this as attempted murder, I can also confirm that we believe the two people originally who became unwell were targeted specifically. Our role now, of course, is to establish who is behind this and why they carried out this act.
The conflict in Syria has entered a new phase of horror, the United Nations Human Rights Chief said Wednesday. In addition, Olaf Skoog, the permanent representative of Sweden to the United Nations, said the Security Council's meeting Wednesday.
The message that will pass today is really that, you know, we demand full and immediate implementation of the resolution that the Security Council has adopted unanimously. At the least, we want to see facilitation letters signed for another convoy to Eastern Ghouta so that that can happen as soon as possible, preferably tomorrow.
Attacks there reportedly killed up to 100 people Monday. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrived in Ethiopia Wednesday. It's the first stop on his official visit to Africa. Tillerson was welcomed on a red carpet by the foreign minister and U.S. ambassador to Ethiopia. Africa is a resource-rich continent that is becoming more closely linked with China on matters such as trade and aid. Hours before leaving the U.S. Tuesday, Tillerson said the U.S. is committed to building on a strong foundation of U.S.-Africa relations and accused China of encouraging dependency in its approach to the continent. The International Monetary Fund and European leaders pushed back Wednesday against U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to impose steep tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, saying it would provoke a calamitous global trade war. The European Commission, the executive arm of the 28-nation European Union, detailed retaliatory tariffs it plans to impose on prominent U.S. products if Mr. Trump carries out his plan on to impose the metal tariffs taxing Harley-Davidson, motorcycles, bourbon, blue jeans, cranberries, and more. Still White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the president plans to sign something by week's end, and she was asked if some countries would be exempt. Mexico and Canada are already being considered, but she said it may not be limited to them.
Case by case and country by country basis, but it would be determined whether or not there is a national security exemption.
Trade war fears pushed U.S. and some Asian stock markets lower Wednesday following the resignation of U.S. President Donald Trump's top economic advisor.
Gary Cohn, director of the National Economic Council, was a leading administration opponent of Trump's plan to impose 25% tariffs on steel imports and 10% tariffs on aluminum imports. In Wednesday's trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 0.6%. In Asia, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell 1%, while Japan's Nikkei Stock Index had a smaller loss. As director of the NEC, Cohn tried to push Trump to abandon his tariff plan, but the president reiterated Tuesday he will impose the measures in the coming days. Millar Sega, VOA News.
A police witness has told a Malaysian court that there is no video evidence showing an Indonesia woman smearing a nerve agent on the face of the estranged half-brother of North Korea's leader as part of an airport attack that killed him. Siti Asia, as well as Don T. Huang of Vietnam, were charged last year with murdering Kim Jong-nam, the chief police investigator agreed. Democrats flexed their muscles in the first primary voting of the 2018 midterm congressional election cycle in Texas Tuesday. More than 1 million Democrats cast ballots in the Senate primary for U.S. Senate, the highest number since 1994, the last time Democrats were able to win a statewide race, and a state that was remained firmly in the Republican column ever since. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.